This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It feels like spring outside today, but this morning, the city of Boston started up its fall program of collecting leaves and yard waste. It turns that debris into compost, and for years, that nutrient-rich mixture, nicknamed black gold, has been available for free for urban gardening. Maria Barros used to use it to grow healthy, inexpensive vegetables and herbs at her home in Roxbury.
Everything is fresh. I'd be so happy to make dinner. I can't wait to put the dinner on the table and it's tasty too. And it's saving me money, a lot of money.
That compost had another benefit. It let urban gardeners avoid growing produce in city soil. Because, like in many other big urban areas, the soil in Boston often contains unsafe levels of lead. But in recent years, lead levels in the city's compost have risen to the point that many gardeners don't feel safe using it either. So Maria Barros continues to grow some vegetables in soil, and she then boils her food because she believes that might get rid of any lead.
Zucchini, corn, and lima beans, and string beans, all boil. I believe maybe can kill. I don't taste after cooking.
But that won't help. Scientists say the best way to avoid lead in homegrown produce is to grow it in pure compost in raised garden beds, not soil. But community garden groups no longer want the city of Boston's compost because of worries about lead, and they want this crisis in urban gardening solved.
So, Kathleen, you'll be happy with this answer.
I'm making you nervous.
Geochemist Dan Brabander of Wellesley College and Kathleen Banfield of a nonprofit called The Food Project are testing lead levels at the Food Project's community farm in Dorchester. Brabander takes a device that looks like a radar gun and presses it on the compost near some pepper plants. After a few seconds, a tiny screen displays the amount of lead.
It's 107 parts per million, plus or minus 9.
That's considered a reasonable lead level, but this isn't compost from the city's supply. Because of the lead concerns, the Food Project now buys compost with less lead in it from some suburban farms.
What kind of increase in lead levels were you seeing in the compost that got you concerned?
From 2009 to 2010, the concentration of lead in the city of Boston compost was around 200 parts per million.
That's about half what the Environmental Protection Agency considers a worrisome level for lead in soil.
Then we saw a doubling of the concentration of lead in the city compost.
Do you know why?
That's an area of active research that's going on in our lab.
Brabander's lab is trying to figure out where that lead is coming from. Maybe old paint chipping off homes or old leaded gasoline mixing into soil and leaves. Problem is, there are no Massachusetts or federal guidelines for lead levels in compost. So Brabander and Banfield say they wish Boston would make safer compost by collecting kitchen waste like food scraps and blending it with yard waste, which cities like San Francisco and Seattle and Portland, Oregon already do. From the community farm near Dudley Square, we walk down a side street called Brook Avenue.
A very residential neighborhood, and many of the residents on this street have gardens.
Many of these gardens are planted in raised beds with compost from the Food Project. Maria Barros, the Roxbury home gardener, has one of those beds, and we stop in her yard so Brabander can test her compost. The reading? 106 parts per million.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, and very much like what the Food Project has in their main garden.
But the lead levels in the soil, where Maria Barros is also growing vegetables, are a different story.
Sasha, can you see the number for lead?
It's going 750, 31, 725, it keeps changing, yeah. 740.
So this soil would exceed the EPA benchmark of 400 parts per million. And it's pretty representative of the concentrations that we see in this neighborhood.
Do you think it's okay for some of the urban gardeners you work with to plant right in the soil? Or do you usually advise that they use a raised bed because of the lead risk?
We try to at least communicate with them ways that they can reduce their exposure risk. There are some simple strategies that you can use, like wearing gloves or working in soil that's moist so that you're not inhaling the dust clouds.
Banfield also says if you're worried about lead, certain crops are less safe to grow in soil than others. For example, kale and collard greens are better off grown in pure compost because they absorb lead in higher levels than non-leafy vegetables. Lead in food accounts for only a small percentage of overall lead exposure in children, and children are the biggest concern since lead poisoning can hurt them developmentally. But Maria Barros wants to avoid any possible risk from the food she grows and eats with her 25-year-old daughter and 12-year-old grandson.
Yes, I worry sometimes. I say, well, everybody in the neighborhood grow it without a bed, and nobody get sick. Nobody get poisoned. I don't know if you get sick slowly later on.
Boston's Department of Public Works is now looking for a new contractor to run its composting site. But it says food composting is more complicated and not in its current plans. And although DPW officials acknowledge that lead levels in the city's compost have increased, they say their tests show that the average lead level has stayed just within government safety standards. If any gardening groups inquire about using city compost, the DPW says it will provide the most recent lead testing results.